It's a Wednesday afternoon, which means Kristen Mastry is at the grocery store.
Today is definitely a Staples kind of day.
Mastry steers her cart through the aisles. Her two boys, Carter and Logan, are in tow. With the cart filling up, Mastry stops in front of the potatoes and grabs a few handfuls.
A few reds, and we'll just boil those.
She's multitasking like a pro, keeping her boys in check, shopping from a mental list, and answering the questions of a pesky radio reporter. So you said you've got meals planned when you're coming here?
Well, we kind of have our standards. Our meals are not that complicated. Healthy, for sure, but we'd like to have them done within 20 to 30 minutes max.
Mastry works out of her home in Fort Collins, Colorado, managing a network of blogs. She does nearly all the cooking for her family, same with the grocery shopping, and she enjoys cooking. In short, Kristen Mastry is a Linda in the eyes of the potato industry. The name Linda represents the ideal potato consumer, a mother who likes to cook and influences the eating habits of her husband and children.
Hey, Cart, Logan, come out of the street.
And the industry is spending a lot of time and money trying to reach women like Mastry, upwards of $4 million each year on print ads and a massive social media campaign. All that effort leaves Mastry a little perplexed.
Why try and market to somebody who's already a fan of potatoes?
First of all, we love that she's buying potatoes every week.
Meredith Myers is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Potato Board based in Denver. The board markets potatoes domestically and overseas and is funded by the nation's potato growers.
We know that she's buying a little less than she was 10 years ago. And to convince Kristen that there is reason to put potatoes on the table one more time a week, it's not a hard sell.
Myers says ever since the anti-carb diets of the early 2000s, people have been eating fewer and fewer potatoes. That's why they chose to target women like Kristen Mastry, Myers says, because the door's already open. All it takes is a nudge in the form of healthy recipes on popular social media sites like Pinterest and Facebook to put a few more potatoes in the basket. If enough Lindas do that, it could reverse the trend of the declining potato.
We can't change the fact that there are these trends out there. However, we can respond to them.
The response has been to try to remove the stigma that potatoes are unhealthy, with Linda at the center of the campaign. Kate Thompson is a market analyst with Sterling Rice Group, a research and advertising firm in Colorado. She created Linda, or at least the profile of Linda, of which there are about 35 million in the U.S., and they make food decisions for close to 120 million others.
So reaching out to Linda, effectively you're reaching out and impacting about a third of the population.
That's why the potato industry has all eyes on Linda. She has the most reach. And while the name Linda might conjure a certain image in your head, Thompson says the Linda demographic spans a wide and varied audience.
A Linda could be that white, married, suburban soccer mom, but she could also be a Hispanic single mom who's working, living in an urban area.
While this new marketing effort is in response to a larger trend, the potato industry is facing an even bigger challenge this year. A glut of potatoes has caused the price to plummet. That raises the stakes even higher to have Linda's put a few more potatoes in the shopping cart. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.